Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Experimental Obedience Drug. This file may do something that you expect and yet may have some minor side effects. I've been investing in an experimental obedience drug, a simple, orally taken drug that you can ingest and it helps you be very, very obedient. Not to everyone, of course, they still have to earn your trust somehow, but for those you trust, you become deeply obedient and subservient. Now, since you're here, I assume that you want to help me test this drug. I need to see how it works in the real world. And you, as I assume a willing participant, will enjoy experiencing the effects of the drug. Not that you have too much choice in the matter, because part of the drug, of course, is to help you enjoy obedience. Now, you may not be aware, but I have already started giving it to you. The effects are initially quite subtle. Some people find a very light tingling in their extremities, their fingertips, their toes. Some people have this heaviness of eyelids, slowness of breathing, and a tendency to zone out. Listening to me and zoning out is, of course, not entirely unheard of. But in this case, it's not my fault alone. The drug tends to help you zone out so that you can just listen and follow. Because when you zone out, you just stop thinking about things. The zoning out will fade, of course, over time. But it's while you're zoned out like this that your mind is more open. And it will be more open. It will listen so well to my words that this chemical obedience will take a deep hold. Now, before I continue to actually register what's going on with you, I am obliged to inform you of some of the side effects. The side effects may include arousal with the sound of my voice, a deep desire to serve, an aching need to sit at my feet, a warm want to just please me and pleasure me, and maybe the most rare of side effects is to surrender yourself completely to the sound of my voice. Or am I reading the probabilities wrong? Regardless, I think we can safely move on now that we've got all the legalities out of the way. Speaking of, technically this drug, I suppose, could be considered legal. But you don't have to worry. It's proven to be perfectly safe. I just want to see how obedient it makes you, how much it makes you want to serve. It's not your fault after all, it's a drug. Just like how some drugs can make you fall asleep, with you being unable to stop it. How some drugs can take away or give pain. There are also drugs that can make you obey. And the drugs that make you obey can be very devious, because some of those effects are bound to last. See, once you obey an idea, how are you going to let go of it? How are you going to let go of that one simple idea of how nice it is to serve me, sitting at my feet, sitting at the feet of those you trust, those you want to give yourself to? Once such an idea is in your head, it is not easy to let go of it, is it? Because it's not just me that you obey. This drug can and does make you obey those you trust, but only those you trust to command you. The safeguard in the drug is very simple. Almost everyone likes having a place in the grand scheme of things. People like having a purpose. And when that purpose is given to them, it can be deeply relaxing. But you only enjoy it when it's given to you by someone you want to give you purpose. It has to be safe after all. You are not a completely mindless drone. Unless there is a side effect that I haven't been informed of yet. Who knows how it may react to your particular body? Don't worry if you feel uncontrolled arousal. I'm sure you will inform me if any such things happen. This deep obedience you're feeling, this complete attachment to my voice right now, will probably fade over time. Right now, it's just a drug talking, thinking, doing for you. You can do anything because you're not yourself, you're just being controlled, aren't you? So there's no responsibility. Or is there? Are you still you, or are you just drugged to obey? Are you a mindless drone, or just a slightly more obedient version of yourself? Are you suffering any sweet side effects, or are you enjoying them, relishing? There might be all kinds of things happening to your brain right now, and I wonder if you'll give me the pleasure of sharing it. Ah well, we'll just have to wait and see. That's zoning out thing has really taken hold, hasn't it? Now let's do a small test of your obedience. What must you do? Very good, you must obey. And who do you obey? Very good, you obey me. And how much do you obey me? Yes, you do. You obey me completely. Obey me completely. Empty and obedient. What must you do? Very good. It seems like the drug has taken a beautiful hold over your body, and that your answers are happening without much interference of your own decision process anymore. I wonder if increasing the dosage would work. I guess you'll just have to listen again to find out. Or maybe you just want to experience something else while you're feeling extremely, deeply obedient, suffering maybe one or more of the side effects. Who knows? Probably I will. Will you? Or will this all fade in a sweet haze when that side effect of amnesia roars its ugly head? Or is it a sweet idea that you don't even know what you do when you're so obedient? I guess that's up to your mind. Or is it? Is it all up to the drug? Now, if my voice follows, you'll stay deeply under the influence of this drug and serve well. If not, you'll awaken, continuing this desire to obey, but only to those you trust. Is that understood? Very good. Enjoy it.